but to be renewed in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit of God, day by day, every day. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus, I'm the bread. Come down from heaven. Somebody eat of me. They'll never die. Oh, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Hallelujah. Precious Lord, I need renewal. I need that drink from heaven. He said, I've made you all to drink of one Spirit. Lord, I need a drink of your Spirit. I need a meal of your flesh. Praise God, I need it every day that I live. It renews me. Praise God, it keeps me. And I get up and I walk in the Spirit because I've been renewed in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. But we learn how to be Christians in the human nature, in the flesh, what we ought to do, what we ought not to do. But if we're not renewed in the Spirit, we still die. For He said, if you walk after the flesh, He said, you shall die. Someone said, oh, I don't have to worry about that. I don't drink no more. I don't do drugs no more. I don't chase women no more. I don't chase men no more. That's not what He was talking about. If you're doing that, you're not going to die. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead in sins. You're dead in trespasses. If that is your life, you're dead. But He said if you're walking in your own understanding, if you're walking, if you're serving God in your human spirit, you will die. Because you must serve Him in the Holy Ghost. In Hosita Yohosikaba. Hulaman Sito Horamahakai. And our Redeemer is the Lord. Our Savior is the Lord. Our Savior is the beginning and the end, and the first and the last. And in the beginning, God created all things. Without Christ, our Redeemer, without the Word, the divine expression, nothing was created that was created. He's the one that died on the cross for me. But furthermore, if Christ lives in me, I don't have a baby Jesus hidden away in my heart someplace. In a manger. So sweet. You know, this baby Jesus. It's not that 12-year-old confounded. Not even the man that's anointed. Doing good. Healing all that's oppressed of the devil. The one that created all things. Dwells in me and in you. Hallelujah. The one that not only says I was in the beginning. The one that says, I am.
I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, come on, Yashi Toro.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I am. The beginning. Oh, can you see that? I am the beginning. I am the beginning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I'm the end. And Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believeth. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the beginning and I'm the end. Hallelujah. He's the end of sins because He's the Christ who came to make an end of sins. He is the end of sins. I'm about to bust, people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The divine expression of God abides in me, in you that trust in Him. Hallelujah. Oh, my brother, I see the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You find someone living in this old sin-cursed world where death reigns. You see someone that's alive. It's Christ that's living. It's Christ that's living. The one that died for us and rose again is living. We're born again of that incorruptible seed the Logos, the divine expression of God. Born again of Christ, the incorruptible seed. The Word which liveth and abideth forever. Which word by the gospel is preached? The gospel must be the Christ. Made flesh. Dying for us to destroy the old. Raised again for us to birth the new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I started through this a couple of days ago and didn't get through it. I just recalled later. But drop the things. The old has passed away. The old man, the old creation has passed away. And all, that means everyone in Christ is made new. And all are of God. In 1 John, when John says to the little children, he's talking about the infants, the newborns. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Talk about Antichrist. Because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. But when He said, ye are of God means ye are born of God. And have overcome the Antichrist that are in the world. By virtue of your birth. Because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Now somebody can hear everything I've said this morning and said, oh yes, I'm going to add that to my confession. I'm going to confess that the Creator of heaven and earth lives in me. I'm going to confess that, and on and on and on and on. And that's the way God sees me. When you say that's the way God sees me, but not the way the world sees me, or the law sees me, or the neighbor sees me, you've destroyed it all. You've made it all to be nothing but a sham. Nothing but a sham. Praise God. Because that's not just the way God sees us. That's not just the way He sees His creation. He said, everyone in Christ is of God, born of God, who hath reconciled us unto Himself by Christ Jesus. And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Christ died for us on the cross and reconciled us unto God. In fact, the next verse says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He came and He reconciled us to God. He redeemed us, saved us. We were born of God. Christ lives in us. Praise God. And now then, the ministry and the word of reconciliation is ours. It belongs to us. Jesus has done what He's going to do. The Christ has done what He's going to do when He suffered that cross. It's sufficient. It's sufficient. But it's put in our hands to preach reconciliation, to preach the Christ who came, was made flesh, who made an end of sins, destroyed the devil through His death at the cross, to preach the victory of Calvary. Oh, wretched man! That dead man in Romans 7 says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And he says in the next verse, I thank God through Jesus Christ. our Lord. Hallelujah. Precious Savior. It's a wonderful gospel, people. It's a wonderful good news. Glad tidings of great joy. Christ has come. Christ has come. The beginning and the end. Thank God that He was the end. When I received Him, He was my end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was my end. And my beginning. But He said, I'm the beginning and the end. And then we receive and He's the end and the beginning. Let's stand to our feet and just lift up our hearts and hands to heaven.